Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Kuf Beis. And we are continued yesterday. Last time we spoke about, we're in the parak of Kol HaKelim. Just one ha'ara from yesterday, and then we'll get on to the next Mishnah. So the last line with the Gemara ended off with, well, how can we pass like Reb Nechemiah? Because Beis Shammai seems to follow Reb Nechemiah. We don't pass him like Beis Shammai. So we've noted in the past that Beis Shammai is a more rejected opinion than other opinions, right? Even though sometimes we'll say, let's say, Kedai Reb Shimon Lismoch Allah B'Shas Atchak, that, you know, B'Shas Atchak, he can rely on the Das Yachid. There is some halachic power, Lamaisa, to Shitas Dechuyos, but not to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, as the Gemara says in Brachas, different dayas, you're not allowed to Chayav Misa. Remember the first Perek has a story, first Perek in Shas, Rabbi Tarfon, that he was sakin himself to paskin to follow Beis Shammai when he lay down to say Kriya Shema. The Mezilas Yesharim in the end of Perek Chaf discusses this a little bit. And again, why would Beis Shammai be different? The Gemara sometimes says Beis Shammai b'makam Beis Hillel eina mishnah. But you can't rely on it even in the Shas Atchak. The Mezilas Yesharim says at the end of Perek Chaf, maybe it's different because Beis Shammai is a whole group. And if you leave the possibility of following the whole group, that could lead to splintering of the halacha in general. And that's what he says. Umaisa derbi tarfin yochiach. Sheikh Rahatos ke Beis Shammai, Amr Luktai Telechu Batzmacha. Avu Shemachra Haya Vizeh. Sheini Machloket Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Haya Inyan Kavedli Yisrael. The Machloket Beis Hillel was something very heavy. Because of the great machlokas between them, v'sof sof nigmar shahalacha kebeis hillel la'olam, and we ended up by saying the maskana, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. We had earlier in this pesachta of Hashem about the 18 yirchas davar. Maybe we'll get back to that. But in general, this is the rule. V'hinei kiyuma shal Torah shegmar din ze yishaer b'chal tokef la'ad uli'ol me'olamim v'lo yechalash b'shum panim. Shalo te'ase Torah chas v'chalila kishtei toros. You have two different groups. If you have one shita, then you know you pass like the rabbin, but once in a while you pass like the yachid b'shas atchak. There's not as much of a chash. But if you have two whole groups, that's more of a danger. Alkein l'dasa mishnah azos yoser chasidus l'hachsa k'beis hillel l'afilu l'kula milahach v'er k'beis shamay. V'zeh lalu le'inayin l'eros eze derech yishkon or b'emes v'emunah lasos l'yash b'nei Hashem. What's the context? Why is this in the Mesilas Yesharim? This is not in a halachic encyclopedia, because Mesilas Yesharim there in Parachav, if you remember, is talking about the Mishkal HaChasidus. You don't judge Chasidus piety based on first impressions. You have to look deep. So you might say, oh, just be Machmir. You can't just be Machmir like Beis Shammai. That was his context. And then he brought the earlier two examples of the two that thought, one from Torah Shebechsav, one from Torah Shebal Peh, that thought that they were being Chasidim, but really they were being Chotim. Gedalia ben Achikam, right? The Gedalia who the Gemara says in Maseches Nida in the Bavli Daf Samach Aleph did not accept the lashon hara about Yishmael who was trying to assassinate him, and the Gemara says even though you don't accept lashon hara, you're choshed, and you take precautions. But he thought that no, I'm not even going to accept anything, and he's not going to hurt me. So that was the Gemara partially causes faults himself for putting himself into that position that caused his own death. Number one. And the other one, which is a little more mysterious, based on the Gemara in Gittin, the end of Kamsa Bar Kamsa Sugya, that's this Chayav and Afkulas Gemara, where the Gemara says at the end, when he says, you're not allowed to be Makrav Bali Mumin, and they say maybe you have to kill Bar Kamsa, no, then they'll see, but you bring a Bal Mum, you're Chayav Misa. And the Gemara ends up by saying that this, Chasidus on Visanusol Shel Chayben Afkulis caused the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. So is the Gemara blaming him there, or is the Gemara praising him there? That's not 100% clear. The Ramchal assumes that he was being blamed. Habayi Sheni Nechra Vayde Chasidus Kazeh Asher Lo Nishkal B'Mishkal Tzedek. What are you worried about? Somebody saying that if you bring a Bal Mutzah Beis Hamikdash Chayim Misa, you're the Chorban, and he was a Rodef for all of Klal Yisrael. So you see from there, says the Ramchal, Harei lecha she'en ladun b'chasidus ha'maisa b'asher hu sham levad. Ach tzarech lifnos ko v'cho l'chol atzadin she'yachol seichel adam leros. You have to think about it very, very well. Ad she'yadun be'emes eze yichshar yoser ha'asiya o aprisha. So you know exactly which is better to do or not to do. And then in that context, he gets into Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel at the end. Obviously, Beis Shammai is different because there was a bas kol against his shita, Erevin Yud Gimel in the Bavli, but the bas kol said, Eilu ve'eilu divi elikim chayim halacha givir Beis Hillel. You don't have too many other rishitos dechuyos that had a bas kol go against them. Once in a while, there are times when we pass by Beis Shammai, there are exceptions, but also sometimes Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai lachadchila. So in those cases, there wouldn't be a problem. Because even Beis Hillel would say, just one example, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says in Brachas. Remember the case of going back to where you ate to bench. Right, Be'ikara did, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel says, wherever you remember, you bench right there. So the Gemara tells stories, the Gemara in Brachas in the 8th parak tells stories about Amoram who went back to where they ate to bench. So the Gemara says, Chadavad b'shogig b'kebeis Shammai v'ashkach arniki. He went back and he found a wallet when he went back to bench in the proper place. So he asked Rabbeinu Yonah, v'yesh lishol. But didn't we learn that if you're not allowed to go like Beis Shammai, who says that you have to go back? Hiskanti ba'atzmi v'kivadulinin kriyishmaim osa kedivir Beis Shammai mischayiv b'nafsho. Why did Hashem give him the wallet, which makes reflects that Hashem was happy about his behavior? There's no lachad. Beis Hillel does not say lachad chili. You should lie down for kriyishma at night. Does not say that. He says you could say it however you want. Period. There's no lachad chili b'diavad there. So, Kamosha Omer Beis Shammai, Elam Kain, Imaya Omeid Mute, Shiachalikwas, Lafichach, Shaina Omeid Mute, Umata Bekavan, and Nipsa overall the Beis Hillel, Umuschai Benafsho, Aval Bakan, Modin Beis Hillel, Shafilu Bishocheach, Imratza Lahachmir Alatzmo, Velach Solim Komo, Hareza Meshubach, Venimsa Shlo Over Al Devrahim, Lafichach, Matza Arniki. Right, and that's why sometimes if you have a good example where Beis Hillel himself is moded to Beis Shammai, so then there's no problem with going like Beis Hillel, because that's the lachadchila what Beis Hillel holds, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So that's a little bit, again, the Gemara, the last daf, ended off with a rhetorical, how can we go like Beis Shammai, right? Because he follows Reb Nechemia, and therefore we can't pass like Reb Nechemia. Okay, we continue. There's a lot more there, but studying Beis Shammai Shita is not Bittul Torah, even though we don't paskin that way, right? It is Chefzer Shel Torah. Okay, next Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Yerlacha Hey, at bottom of Kuf Aleph and Beis. Kol HaKelim HaNitolim B'Shabbos, Shivreim Nitolim, any kli that can be moved on Shabbos, that is not Muksa, the, if it breaks, then Shvarim are able to be moved with them. Right, let's say it breaks on Shabbos, if, as long, Vavad, Shiyosim Eimalacha. As long as the piece, the shard, is still usable for some purpose, so then it is not Muksa, and you can move it and use it. Again, if it's tiny little pieces and shards, there's nothing, it's all muksa, so then it's muksa and you can't move it, but you're allowed to move out of the way because it's dangerous, right? It's makam sakana, or not muksa makwas mius exactly, but it's bothering you and therefore you could get rid of it. But here, if the kli breaks in a way that it's still usable, so then it is not muksa according to the Tanakhama. Shivri areva lachasas v'edepi achavis. If a bowl, big areva, big kneading trough breaks, maybe you could use the cover to cover a barrel. V'shel zchuchas lachas v'edepi apachet. If you have a little piece of glass, maybe you could use that as a bottle cap. Right? And therefore, as long as it still has a function, it is not muksa, even though it's a different function. Even though it's a different function than the function that it had when Shabbos started. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, ubevachi osin me'ein malachta. It has to be able to do a similar, the same function that it was able to do when Shabbos started. When it was part of the larger kli. Shivri areva latzuk latochan mikpa. If you have part of a bowl or a mixing trough, so it has to be able to be, to function like a bowl of some kind. So you have to be able to pour in a little mikpa, a little porridge. Vishel zachuchis latzuk posochat shemen, or a little piece of glass in order to pour oil into it, but it has to be usable in the same way. The Pnei Moshe here quotes from the Bavli that says Rabbi Yehuda on the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda only argues by a kli that broke on Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Yehuda requires. If it broke on Shabbos, it has to still function in the same functionality as it had when Shabbos started. To kesavar no ladhu, because if it doesn't, even if it has a different function, that's called nolad, and that is a form of muksa. Aval binishbar mikodem haShabbos, if it would be broken, if it would have broken before Shabbos, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the kula. Modehu shrehu chaleizim alachem od yom. Rabbi Yehuda would agree then. Then as long as it had any function before Shabbos, it would be okay. That's if it broke. But the only machlokas is where it broke on Shabbos. And halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, the Pnei Moshe ends off. Period. Taman tanina, so really, if it has any function still, it's not going to be muksa. Taman tanina, we learned in the Mishnah earlier, zechuchis, how much glass, right? You have to carry out hotzah, ligrod bod rosh hakar kod, or kad kod. Remember, in order to sharpen and to keep the strings straight on the loom. V'hachlo amar hachin, so why are there two different shiurim? Or we had this question a number of times already, this pesachta. Why is there one shiur in that Mishnah for glass and a different shiur here? The answer is, two answers. Answer number one, Rav Acha, Rav Maisha, B'shem, Rabbanan, Tekisari, Kan ba'ava, Kan ba'chada. Either if it's talking about thick glass or thin glass. Different types of glass. Thick glass, you would have a different size shiur. Right, you need a bigger shiur. Right, Karbat Eda, Bina shiur Rabba. Or you need a bigger shear. And chada, it's enough to use for the Rosh HaKad code, or Kar code, in the previous Mishnah. V'istabai Meimor, the other answer is, you're talking about two different contexts. Kan b'metaltel, kan b'motzi. Are you talking about muksa? Is it usable right now for a function? Or are you talking about carrying it out? Remember, using it for a function, then even a tiny amount, as long as it's usable for its function, then that's the, even a tiny amount would be, give it a function and it wouldn't be muksa. But in terms of the minimum for hotzah, you wouldn't carry something out unless it's significant. Even if it's usable, if it's so tiny, you're not going to bother yourself to carry it out, and therefore you'll need a bigger shear for the malacha of hotzah. Okay. Next mishnah, we get into issues moving away from klisha malachto le'isser, which is what we've been talking about now, or klisha malachto le'heter, and we get into issues, which we spoke again a little bit about in the past, and that was buses. Basis davar aser. Remember, you have some dvar heter underneath the dvar muksa. So then that dvar, and with all the conditions that are fulfilled, I put it on there when it's supposed to be there all Shabbos. So then I'm not allowed to even move the bottom thing, which is not muksa because that's a basis ladavar haaser. But the rule is basis ladavar haaser uladavar hamutter. That's mutter. That's not a basis. We'll have to talk about the lundus in a couple of minutes. Says the Mishnah, if somebody has a half a watermelon shell, and you hollow it out, then you're going to use that half a watermelon shell for a pail to go, they'll get water from the well. It's like a gourd shell that you dried. Okay, some type of shell. But the problem is, it's not heavy enough to be weighed down in the water when you want to get the water. So you put a rock in the bottom of it. Put a rock in the bottom of this gourd shell or watermelon shell, so then that's, you can lower it down. The problem is, when you take it on Shabbos, you're gonna put it into the well, and when you are lowering it, there's no water in it yet, so it's just a rock. So is that a busis? You want the rock to be there. You know, it's planned to be there, so is that a busis? Then you shouldn't be able to even move the watermelon shell. Right? It's a busis, l'davar ha'aser. The rock is muksa machbas gufo on Shabbos. So, ha'evin shebekruya. You have this rock that functioned as a weight in this Kuruya, im malin bavein nofeles, if when you use it, the rock doesn't fall out, malin ba, then you're allowed to use it. On Shabbos, we'll have to see what the svar is. Maybe it's considered part of it, one kli. The imavein malin ba, but if it falls out, then you're not allowed to fill it with this pail. Number one. Number two, the other halach in the Mishnah, zemora shikshir betafiyach, if you have a vine, a branch, that you tied on to a pail, because you're going to lower the pail down into the well. So, memala mabe Shabbos, that's okay. You're allowed to be memala that on Shabbos. It's a branch, it's a stick, says the Karbat Eda, the Shavye lahach zemora kli, because you basically made this a handle for the pail. The shuv lo yovel esakno. You're not going to come to do anything or won't lead to any problems. If it wasn't kshura, if it wasn't, right, it says it has to be tied to the pail. If it wasn't tied on, then we're nervous that on Shabbos you're going to look at the vine and say, hey, it's a little too long, a little too this, a little too that. And you might cut it to size, and that will be the malacha of tikkun mana. So therefore, only if it's tied on already do we say that you've already decided and we're not worried that you're going to change it at all. Only then, we're not worried about the cutting. If not, Gazvin and Shema Lamachar, Tiela Rucha Yosemidai, says the Karbonate Victimeta, you might come to cut it. Good. Says the Gemara, Anan Taninan. We have a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah later on, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, talks about moving a basket with a rock inside of it. Are you allowed to move a basket with a rock inside of it? So the Mishnah there has two kirsos. Anan Taninan, Evan Besocha. The one version is that you can move the basket with a rock in it. Tani Debei Rebbe via Ochlin Evan Besocha. But Tani Debei Rebbe has, no, you're only allowed to move the basket if there's food in the basket also, not just a rock. Ha'ochlin v'ha even besocha. So the Gemara says that machlokas, what the Mishnah's version is in 10 daf from now on Kuf Yud Beis, lachar would be the same machlokas, what has to be worked out to our case. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi Yivo is pogner, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Rabbi Yochanan, they also have the same machlokas. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef kimasi. So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef had the version that our Mishnah has. You're allowed to move the basket with just a rock in it. Rabbi Yochanan kahada detoni debei Rabbi, and Rabbi Yochanan had it like Bei Rabbi had it, which is that you only allowed to move the basket with food in it. So the question is, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah just has a rock in it. So, Masrisa, Pliga, Rabbi Yochanan. What did our Mishnah do at Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said, that Mishnah over there on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, you're allowed to move the basket with a rock and food in it. So why, in our case, is just the rocks in the pail? So, Ha'evin Shebekruya, Ima Malinbav, Ima Felas, Ima Malinbav. Right, what did the Reisha say? If you fill it up and it stays in there, you could use it. But 1 second, as it's going up from the pit, that's fine. You have water in it with the rock. That's like the case over there with the food in the rock. But on the way down, before you put the water in it, you just have a rock. But I thought that would be a buses, right? Just like Rabbi Yochanan has the version of the Mishnah over there that you need food in the basket without the rock. So why here is just the rock? Okay. Answer. Kiva chihi afitzala. We had that word once or twice already, this Masechta. Since it's tightly pressed in. In our pail case, you squeeze the rock into a side or part of the pail so that it stays in there. So once you do that, kugufahu, it loses the status of rock, right? It becomes part of the pail. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan would say it's okay. Over there on Kuf Yud Beis, you have a loose rock in the pail and you have food. So that's why the rock is not batel and it will be a basis unless you have the food. But here you stuck the rock in tightly and therefore it's considered part of the pail. So the Gemara says, okay, that explains Rabbi Yochanan and the Reisha. What about Reb Chiya and the Sefer? Reb Chiya is the one that said, all you need is the rock. All you need is the rock over there, and it's okay, you can move the basket. So 1 second. V'seifa pligar Reb Chiya by Yosef. Because what does the second part of the Mishnah say? V'imlav v'imalanba. If the rock's going to fall out, you can't be malo with it. Why not? I thought that just having the rock in there is not a problem, like based on that Mishnah later on. So Amar Reb Yudin, kivan shi asuya lahachbid, Nasa kemitalta kruya agava even. Because the rock is meant to be the weight, that it's too significant to ignore. You can't just ignore this rock. You put the rock in there, badafka, you aminich in there in order to weigh down the pail. And therefore, it's too significant to ignore. You have to treat the whole thing as a buses. Over there in that Mishnah, yeah, but they have a rock in there, but you don't really care about the rock. And, you know, it's not going to be called a buses there. But here it's really called a buses because you care about the rock, it is serving an important function, and therefore, it's the bottom, the keruya, is a basis. So, ma'avel Rabbi Yochanan. So, what about Rabbi Yochanan? The b'rais is mashma, that it's asur, only because, you know, you care about it very much. It's asi lahachbid. Mashma, that otherwise, if it's not asi lahachbid, then it wouldn't be a problem. But Rabbi Yochanan says it's always a problem. Whereas the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan must switch this girsa of this b'raisa. And instead of saying, right, this last line, Nasik imitatel, he has the following. Nasik imitatel kiruya atzma. Right, Rabbi Yochanan has a different kind of reading, which is explaining why it's mutter if it's tightly fitted in. Like we explained to Rabbi Yochanan earlier. Rabbi Yochanan read the Brisa as, once it's tightly fitted in, that's why it becomes part of the kiruya, part of the shell itself, and therefore there's not a problem. Okay, either way, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya have different readings of that Gemara Mishnah over there, and that impacts how to understand our Mishnah here. Again, Rabbi Yochanan would say it's tightly fitting in, so it loses its status. Rabbi Chiya would say no. The safe from the safer here, if it's there to weigh it down, it's too significant to ignore, and therefore it would be a problem. The whole lumdis of buses is interesting. The Achronim discuss what is the reason for buses ladavar aser. Right? I have a table. A table is not muksa, and on the table I have money. And I put money there and I want money to be there, so the table becomes a buses, so I can't move the table, even if somehow the money gets removed from the table. If it was a buses when Shabbos started, why is that? So is that because is basically Chefzer or Gavra? Is that because we assume the Gavra's Das was removed from it? There's Hezek HaDas. Meaning once there's a Dvar Muksa on top of the Dvar Heter, so we can assume a person's Maksa Daito from that Dvar Heter. That's why it's a Basis. Or do I say no? Definitionally, the Halacha looks at the Basis as one item with the Muksa. Basis of Dvar Aser becomes part of the Muksa. It's one unit. And that's why it's Aser. There are many different nafkaminas to these two suggestions. If you look in the Minchas Asher on Shabbos, in Masechah Shabbos, in Simin Nun Beis, see quotes of nafkamina. One of them might just be the Tosfos in the fourth parak, which discusses, we think we have this a little bit, right? What happened, the Gemara talks about if you have a pot and it's surrounded and it's insulated with muksa materials. So you are allowed to, you know, find the tip of the pot cover and take off the pot cover, even though all the other muksa stuff is going to fall off. One second. Why isn't the pot cover a busis to the muksa stuff that's on top of it? Right? That's surrounding it. Right? You surrounded it with materials that are muksa, raw wool, whatever it is, and that's on top of the pot cover. So why do you say it's a busis davar aser? So different answers given. If you look in the Tosfos and the Rashba and the others, they give two different answers. Rabbeinu Tam says, well, because you know you're going to pick up the pot cover on Shabbos, that's why it's not a busis. You know you can eat this food. That's one answer. And the other answer is that no, clearly, what's the concept of buses? Usually the bottom thing is servicing the top thing. Here, clearly, the top thing is servicing the bottom thing. Right? It's not like the pot cover is servicing the raw wool. No, that's not a buses. The raw wool is servicing the bottom thing. So what are those two days? That could be exactly these two opinions. According to the first approach, well, you know you're going to pick it up on Shabbos, so it's not a buses because you didn't have das to be maxit, midaito. According to the second day, it's about definitional, you know, that this becomes part of the Dvar Muksa. You can't say that if the Iker thing is not the Muksa thing, right? If the Muksa thing is servicing the non-Muksa thing, then you can't say that the non-Muksa thing is Batel and loses its status. Yeah, that's one nafkamina, among others. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Masnisa. Back to that Mishnah that we just quoted from Kuf Yud Beis, but the first part of that Mishnah. The Mishnah later on, Masisa Pligor Rabbi Yochanan. That Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? What's the girsa over there? Food and the rock in a basket. You can't just have the rock. But one second, look at the first part of that Mishnah. No tell Adam Bino, Vo Evan Biyado. You could hold your child holding a rock. One second. So isn't your child basically a busis? Right? You're moving the rock. Kalkal of Evan Besocha. The Tani Devir Rebbe, Ho Evan Vochlan Besocha. By the basket, you have to have the food in there. But you see the rock, it's just the rock in your child's hands. Right? That's the, so basically it's a kasha, as the Karban Eida explains, it's a kasha between the Reish and the Seif of that Mishnah. Why in the basket do you require food? While the kid, you could just have him holding the rock. Lama Mutto Litala Tinok Vo Ha Evan Biyado. Answer. Rebbe Cohen Beshem Rabbanan De Taman Tinok Osu Oso Ka Ochlin. The child, you make it ki'ilu this like food in the basket, meaning the rock is too insignificant or the child is too significant. You're holding your child. You're holding your child on a rock? No, you're holding your child. Right, says the Pnei Moshe right in the middle. The Hassan to Evan Batal Agabi Atinok. Kimosho Evan Batal Agabi Ochlan, just like a rock will be batal to food with it. So the rock is bottled to the child. The child is too significant, and therefore we don't look at the rock at all. Taman Amrin, or another Lashon, Asu Ha'evin Biyaratinok Kamiya Mumcha Biyaratinok. We make the rock in the hands of the Tinok like a Kamiya, like an amulet. What does that mean? It means like it helps, it heals the child. How does it heal? It keeps him quiet. Sometimes if a child's holding something, as long as they're holding it, you know, it could, the child be quiet. You take it away from him, the child will start screaming. So, the Karban Eida says, Shebevada Yishto Katinok Al Yedei Ha'evin. Right? The child's gonna be quiet if he has the stone, and therefore it's like a kamiya, like an amulet, which is, one is allowed to have. Okay, especially in shul. You know, one might, say that the child really needs to keep his behavior. Sex Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Pekaka Chalon. If somebody has a Pekaka Chalon, anything that's used to close up a window. Right in the days of old, you didn't have like these, you know, you unwind and you wind back up. You have a piece of wood. Yeah, something that's going to close up the window. So, pekaka chalom, bismanju kasher v'talui poking gimbo, when it is tied and hanging. So then fine, that's considered part of the window. It's not muksa, and you could use it to close up. V'imlavi poking gimbo. But if you don't have both of them, if you don't have kasher v'talui, it's not hanging and tied on, then you can't use it. V'cham omrim bekach v'cham poking gimbo. V'cham say, no, you can. You can use it either way. First half of the Mishnah. Kokzia kelim sheish lo beis achiz, nitol b'Shabbos. As long as a kli has a kli cover has a handle, you can move it on Shabbos. As long as you can move it on Shabbos. Again, there's that gives it a status of a kli if it has the handle. We'll see what types of kelim we're talking about. Amar Rabbi Yosi, b'med v'ramurim b'kusia karkos. When does it need a handle? Only if it's like a manhole. If it's a hole in the ground which you're covering up. So there, so that it's not binyan on the karka, it needs a handle. Ava b'kisia kelim, says Rabbi Yossi, when it comes to a cover in your kitchen, b'inkach u'v'inkach nitolam b'Shabbos, even if it doesn't have a handle. It does have a handle. Good. The Mishnah in Erevin also discusses, right, the Karban Eda discusses, also a nagar, a door bolt, not a window latch, but a door bolt that's also similar. We have this that is hanging or and attached. So Ezeo Nagar Hanigrar, what the Mishnah in Erevin there refers to a door bolt that is dragging. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kasher Aval Bisheino Talui. As long as it's tied on, even if it's not hanging, right? Even if it's long there. Right? The Machlokes Tanoim there. So even if it's totally on the floor, Rabbi Yochanan holds. As long as it's attached, it's allowed. It's not a problem of putting it in. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mashcheni Chilfi, right, we have this already. This in the last daf, yesterday's daf. Mashcheni Chilfi, remember Rabbi Yochanan, Ilfa showed him, Beredi Nagar Mishal Beis Rabbi Kashur Abishenot Tali. Right, he said, as long as it's Kashur, even though it's not hanging, even though it's not hanging, as long as it's just attached. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asya, there's a Machlokes Tanam over there in Erevin. And there's a machlokes tanam over here in Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Asya Yechida Dehacha. Our Shita, the Yachid in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was in the Reisha. So Rabbi Eliezer here that says it has to be Kashur and Talui, Kistama de Taman, is like the Stam Mishnah over there who says it needs both, Kashur and Talui. The Yechida de Taman, but Rabbi Yehuda over there has all you need is Kashur, not Talui, Kistama de Hacha is like the Stam in our Mishnah. So the question is, you have two Mishnayos. The stams in each Mishnah are the opposite. So what do we paskin like? Rabbi Yossi boy, come here, Rabbi Yirmiyah, hey chavid and uvda. So what do you do, right? Because usually paskin like stam Mishnah, but here the stam Mishnayos each have a das yachin in the other Mishnah that's like them. So Amalei min mandam Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Well, from the fact that there was a story, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mashcheni il chilfi, right? Ulfa brought me. Vereini nagar mishal beis rabbi kasha avishi enotali. You saw the more mekel shita, it could be attached. As long as it's attached, even if it's not hanging, Hada Amra, that shows, Kreb Yudin Avdin Uvda, must be like we go, like Rabbi Huda, right, that we are Mekel. Us, Rav Huna, B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Halach, Rabbi Huda, Ache, Kasher B'Delas. As long as it's tied onto the door, then you know it's Kehilu part of the door, you're not being bona anything, because it's attached to the door. It can't be attached to the doorway, the Karban Eidah here explains. It has to be attached to the door to make it clear that it is part of the door. Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Ami, Amar, another Girsa here, Chamud Rabbi Ami, Ache Kashur, Bedelis, Bedavish Yachal Abido. It has to be tied to the door with a strong cord. That, let's say, if it would be hanging, it would be able to hold it up. It has to be a strong cord. Nagare, Rabbi Lazar, Havi Kotar Begemi. So Rabbi Lazar seems to argue, because his Nagar was tied with a reed, a very weak type of connection. So he obviously argues and says, as long as it's attached by anything, it is okay. Nishmat Aser, but if it rips off, then it becomes a problem. If the door latch is ripped off, then it's a problem. Nikmaz, what if it's a type of door latch, the Mefarshim explained, that it goes all the way in, but it also goes into the ground, right? It goes vertically into the ground to lock the door. So is that okay? Because that's like more building-like. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, B'Shem Rabbanan, Midadeo Brashi Etzbo'osav. Well, you have to put it in then with your, like, tips of your fingers. Put it in a shinui way. So it kind of looks like buildings. You have to do it in a shinui way, then it is okay. Kol kizi akelem v'chulu. Last line of the Mishnah. Amar Rakana Rav Chiya Barashi B'Shem Rav, Alok Rabbi Yossi. Bazlag Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, as if it's Caleb in the, go covering things in the ground, then it needs a cover. Then it needs a handle. But if it's in the kitchen, then it does not. Again, there's a lot more. As we see, all these prakim are a little shorter than they are in the Bavli. Generally, more details, but we still gain a lot from these. Okay, Mefanin, Perek Mefanin. The Meiri notes that this Perek is all about many Yisuri Durabanan. Starts off with issues of Tircha Yaseira. Right? We're not supposed to be Matriach ourselves extra on Shabbos, but Letzorach Mitzvah or Letzorach Refuah, Torah, it's okay. So these are examples of that. Mefanin, I'm allowed to schlep around and move large boxes, afilo arba v'chamish kupa shel tevin v'shel tua, even four or five large boxes of straw, v'pnei arachin, if I'm having guests come over, and I need place for them to be, u'mibnei bitl b'samedrash, or I'm having a shir, and I need place for people to sit. Avaloas ha'otzar, but I'm not allowed to clear out a whole area empty. Why? Explains the Pnei Moshe, like based on the Bavli, because then I might come to flatten the area. And it might be an issue of Ashuya Gumos. If I take a whole area in the field and make it empty, then I might just like, oh, okay, let me take a broom. Let me just, to sweep it up. That's not allowed. But I'm allowed to move anything that is not muksa. Mifan and Truma Tahora. I can move Truma Tahora, right? That's Roy for a Kohen to eat. Mash, but not Truma Temeya. Big sugya. We don't have time right now. Truma Temeya cannot be, moved. Vidamayu Maiserisha Shunna Trumaso, Maiserisha that had Truma Tahora take it, had its Trumas Meister taken it off from it, Meister Shinev Hektish and Niftu, Meister Shinev Hektish, they're already redeemed. Again, what's the Chiddush of each of these? The Gemara discusses it. Vatermis Hayavesh, or dried termisin, Mipnei Shumachalizim, because you can still give it to goats. Avalo, but the following items are Muksa, so you can't move them. Vloas Atevel, Vloas Meister Risha Shalonidlo Trumaso, you didn't, it's Tevel, Vloas Meister Shinev Hektish Shaloniftu, right, you didn't redeem them. Vloas Haluf, Vloas Achardol, these items that are inedible. Rabbi Shuma Gamliel, Mater Baluf, Mnei Shumachal Arvim. Shuma Gamliel says, Luf is Machal for, Arvim, and therefore, it is not Muksa. Others argue and say, the Tanakhama says, Arvim, that's only rich people have Arvim. So therefore, you can't use that because that is considered Muksa, because that's not something that most people have. Explains the Pnei Moshe on the bottom line. Einim Mitsui Mitsuro B'nei Adam. And therefore it would be muksa in this regard. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but more mefanin, Be'ed Hashem, next time.